Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today I'm talking art with Gerald Melberg of the Gerald Melberg Gallery in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're talking about the Robert Kushner exhibition as well as what it's like to run a gallery. Enjoy! We are still in the process of lining up sponsors for Let's Talk Art with Brooke, but in the meantime, if you'd like to support the podcast, please look for my book Reptiles on Caffeine on Amazon. Enjoy the podcast. So, hey, Gerald, how you doing today?
I am doing well.
Awesome, awesome. So, you've been at the art stuff for a long time, so tell me what got you into it,
what drew you to it? Where does one begin? It's such a long and circuitous route.
I like the word circuitous.
Well, I was born in... No, we won't go that far. I came to Charlotte in 1977 as curator at the Mint Museum.
Mint Museum?
That's what brought me here.
Right. What were you doing before?
Oh, boy. See, now you are getting curious. I was director of the Anderson County Arts Council in Anderson, South Carolina for a couple of years back when I was an absolute kid. Then this opportunity arose, and for some reason, out of 52 applicants, the director of the Mint at the time, Milton Block, selected me, and we ended up being lifelong friends.
Cool.
So, then after being at the Mint about 6 years or so, I left to open the gallery. We've been in business here in Charlotte 32 years.
Right. Right. I was just thinking, because you guys have been here since 85, is it? Or
Earlier than that. Yeah.
And we've been here, my family's been here since 1980, and I just set foot in here the other day. I don't know, shame on me.
I'm wagging my finger at her.
He is. It's merited. It's definitely it's deserved. I didn't know what it was, so I don't come over here that much. But yeah, my parents live in Cotswold, so live pretty close. But go to Cotswold Shopping Center more often than over here.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you had a long art career, and you came here opened the gallery.
Yes.
And that's been going since?
84.
84. That's a long time.
Yes.
It's a really long time.
I have seen Charlotte change so dramatically that I can hardly put it into words.
Oh, me too. Yeah. So, I mean, when people, and I know it's not true, but when people think of the South, when people think of like Charlotte, North Carolina, they probably wouldn't think great art, but I think they'd be mistaken because there's a lot of great artists here. There's a lot of great artists everywhere, not just in New York, but... Well,
it's curious you ask that question. We are the only gallery in North Carolina and one of the few in the South that are invited to participate in these big international art fairs.
Cool.
And we do them from Miami to New York to Chicago to the West Coast. And it's been curious through the years.
Yeah.
That people will walk into my booth and they'll see that I'm from Charlotte and will say, "You have this quality of art down there."
Like nothing good can come from the South.
Or they will say, recently, one woman turned to her friend, she entered the booth and said, "Oh, look, they're trying to bring us culture." And I actually found these comments to be rather disparaging and so unnecessary.
Right.
And who is really... Who is really the Philistine in that?
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, Charlotte has become, over the last 30 years, a really important southern city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, geographically, that's why we have such a huge airport.
Mm-hmm.
The climate's great. You know, it's a very green city, all of these things.
Right.
I enjoy being here.
Yeah,
I really do.
I do too.
I will turn around and say that, and this is not to be taken the wrong way, but I cannot exist just out from this city.
Right.
I have to branch out. I have to
right.
do these
right.
big
yes,
international
sure.
exhibitions.
Right.
But yet, you know, my friends, colleagues in St. Louis or Atlanta say the same thing.
Right. Yeah, right.
That they have to get out and about.
Right.
So we have been here 32 years, mm-hmm. have had some incredible exhibitions during that time period,
mm-hmm.
Including the first ever Picasso exhibition in North Carolina.
Really? Oh my gosh.
1986.
How did you manage that?
Oh, that's another long story. But I worked with Marina Picasso,
his
daughter.
Daughter, yeah.
And I got to go to Geneva, where the collection is stored, and select the exhibition. It was an incredible experience.
Wow.
Incredible experience. And then we did a major show for Andrew Wyeth. Of course, we've done several exhibitions for Romare Bearden.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might also say something about Charlotte when we were selected to become the Southeastern representative for the Robert Motherwell Estate,
mm-hmm.
for the Hans Hofmann Estate,
mm-hmm.
and this has given us credibility, gives the city credibility, whether the city realizes it or not.
Right.
And I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish.
Oh, you should be.
And the artists that I have.
Yeah.
The privilege of representing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's interesting that you said that Charlotte doesn't maybe not realize that they appreciate, because this podcast is sort of for people who don't realize that they appreciate art. It's just kind of discussions to just kind of, you know, be like, oh yeah, so yeah, I do like this, and this is, I did see that, and I do like that. So just kind of sort of the same thing. But I think that's very impressive. You should be very proud.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you got to be doing something right, because you've been at it for so long. And
well, you know, it is. I amaze myself.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that
right.
At all.
Right.
I just mean
How did I do it? Yeah. Exactly.
So. You know, we, through the years, we've become known nationally and internationally, just like many of our artists.
Mm-hmm.
The gallery has as well.
Right.
And we do enjoy a very fine reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the privilege of working with several museums.
Mm-hmm.
Museum of Modern Art.
Right.
The Whitney, we've worked with the National Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, many of the museums in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool.
Yeah, well, I believe in what I do.
Yes, and that's important.
And I believe in my artists.
That's very important as well.
And I believe in art for art's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do sell these works of art.
Right.
I make a profit.
Right.
I do not apologize for that.
Right.
That's what makes the world go around.
Exactly.
That's how
I
pay my staff and my rent and
right.
enjoy a bottle of wine once in a while.
Absolutely.
So I also believe that painting is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
I believe painting will never be dead.
Right.
I believe in works of art
mm-hmm.
where not only the hand of the artist is evident,
mm-hmm.
but the soul of the
yeah.
artist as well.
Yes.
And that's what I look for.
Right.
I was talking to a couple of younger artists recently and who were just vehement with me
mm-hmm.
that the new paintbrush is the computer.
Yeah.
And I was as vehement with them that it wasn't.
Right.
I'm a, you know, I'm a bit of a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in works of art that are tactile and that
yes.
you can experience and that say something
mm-hmm.
about mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I will be the first one at the front of the crowd
mm-hmm.
to defend any artist's right to
mm-hmm.
make whatever they want to make out of whatever materials.
Right.
But then I will turn around and face them and say, but I have no obligation to exhibit it.
Exactly, exactly. That's the thing.
So,
you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. You can make whatever you want. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. So that's kind of how my philosophy 101.
Cool.
So,
I like it. So how did you get involved with Robert Kushner?
I've known about Robert's work for many, many years.
Because he's been around
years.
A long time.
Yeah, Robert's in his mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now represented by D.C. Moore Gallery in New York, who are, Bridget Moore and her staff are very close friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bridget and I were talking one day, and I said, you know, I really like Robert's work. And she said, well, why don't you show him in the South?
Right.
And that's as simple as it is about how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
We also share the Romare Bearden estate
uh-huh.
with them.
Now, what is that? Where is that?
We represent Bearden's estate.
Oh, okay, got it.
Here, and they represent it
okay.
in New York.
Okay.
And the Bearden,
the artist.
The Bearden Foundation estate offices are in Harlem.
Okay, cool.
So, let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, Kushner, back to Kushner. So the exhibition that's on view right now is our third exhibition for Robert.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, he was one of the three or four founders of the pattern and decoration and, you know, today, the word decoration in many, many circles is almost a, what term do I want to use? It's, you know, decorations. Oh, that's decorative.
Right. Yeah, and I was reading about that, and I didn't understand that, because so tell me about that.
We are surrounded every day, almost every moment,
mm-hmm.
with pattern
mm-hmm.
and decoration.
Yeah.
And if that influences an artist,
right.
so be it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you decorate a room.
Yeah, and presumably
you
buy art
yeah.
to decorate.
You, you know, that's why you decorate a cake.
Yeah. So make it look pretty.
Make it look pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of pretty art.
Right. Right. So
I'm not saying
people
all
ugly art.
Has, I'm not saying all art has to be.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's some that are purposely not, and that's, I mean, that's their right.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I have a statement I wrote about this, and I wish I could remember it. I should probably go get it, but we don't have to.
Mm-hmm. You can go get it.
Huh?
You can go get it if you want.
I think I don't write where it is.
Okay.
Don't go away, people. I think it's in one of these two notebooks. After all this buildup, it better be good. Oh, there's so many things we could talk about. Excuse me, everyone, while I page through this. She can edit. Here we are. There is a widespread notion that any artwork worth its salt must be incomprehensible or out of reach, or at least be politically or socially motivated, or appear to clearly have come from the sanctioned concerns of the times in which it is produced. Such directions as minimalism, conceptual art, formal realism, appropriation, installation pieces, attempts at the grotesque are all relevant. Issues such as social and gender issues, hunger, are all worthy subjects. But to declare that the other side of life experience, optimism, beauty, the recognizable, is not worthy of note seems simplistic at best. I disagree with the idea that incomprehensibility equates to sophistication.
That's really good. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it is.
It says it. You wrote that? That's awesome.
So, I mean, there's so many things. I give lectures
mm-hmm.
with a good bit of frequency all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got a lot of lecture notes in here. I give one on the art dealer, an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I give one on 7 steps on collecting. And, if anybody would like copies of these, all they have to do is call me here at the gallery and they will have them.
Cool. And say, what's the number again?
Oh, the number. The number is 704-365-3000. It's 3000.
Cool. But yeah, I'd be interested in some of those.
So, anything else you want to talk about? Or you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, let's see.
How am I doing?
I think you're doing great. You sound great.
You've got
a great speaking voice. Let's see. Oh, and I was gonna add to my question about the decoration. Why is that a bad thing? And especially, it seems strange that they were saying that in the 70s, when decoration,
yeah.
Like I've got stuff, I don't remember much about the 70s, I was pretty young, but I've got clothes that are, extremely decorative, and it just seemed like decoration was the way to go in the 70s.
People still decorate themselves every day.
Yeah.
And how they dress. And, so many ways.
Right. Yeah, I just don't understand that. And that's, and he also, I like his, he drew a lot of his inspiration from Islamic patterns, like Islamic art, which I think is...
There's a Zenness to Robert's work.
He
has spent a goodly amount of time in both India and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And those influences are in the work.
Yes.
Even though they are floral forms, flower forms, decorative. They have a zenness.
Yeah.
A real spiritual quality, a real meditative experience.
Right. Now, what was he doing in traveling around in India and Turkey?
Because he enjoys the cultures.
Yeah.
And he likes to go back.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so that's, and he said that he had a lot of childhood references in his art, which, what are some of those, do you know?
Childhood references. I am not really sure. But if you would like, you could do another podcast with Robert on the phone.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. And I wanted to ask what your favorite piece of his was.
Oh, my. I tend not to pick.
Not to pick.
Favorites.
Yeah, I understand.
But I will say this, you know, when I select an artist for the gallery, it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We do not take artists on here very often.
Right.
And when we do, it's someone that I thoroughly and completely believe in,
mm-hmm.
that I think is important, that's making a human statement that's necessary,
mm-hmm.
and should be recognized. I was headed somewhere with that. What was your question right before that? Do you remember?
I had asked what your favorite piece was.
Oh, yes. So with all that said,
mm-hmm.
we may get in a half dozen or eight new works by one of our artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll arrive on an art transport truck or FedEx or whatever, and we'll always sit them out on the rails here in this room and all of us look at them.
Right.
And it's always kind of funny that the first two that I think are going to walk out the door
mm-hmm.
are still here a year later.
Right, right.
And the ones that I thought were just kind of marginal, they're gone.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they weren't a quality.
Right.
It means they didn't speak to me.
Right.
As well as a couple of the others did. It
exactly.
didn't mean that they weren't right for the person who got them.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that's...
People ask me all the time, how long does it take to sell a work of art? And I say, 32 years, the length of time I've been in business.
Uh-huh.
And 10 minutes.
That's a long time. That's, yeah.
And then
yeah,
10 minutes after the right person comes in.
Yeah, I agree. It's
that's how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no two people see the same work of art the same way.
No, not at all. Not at all.
They bring in different experiences and different pasts and different
yes.
things that speak.
Yes.
Speak to them. So that's
absolutely
that's right on.
Absolutely.
Well, it said, he also said that he was a performance artist.
He was early on.
What kind of performance art did he do?
Oh, it was rather funky.
Uh-huh. As I would hope it would be.
He would cover himself in fruits and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was, I don't personally know as much about that period of his career as I probably should.
Uh-huh.
But,
no, that's okay. That was you
yeah.
set up the picture, and that was all.
Yeah.
that's awesome.
You can find a couple of pictures of him in books or online. Rather funny.
That's funny.
Yes.
So yeah, this has been awesome.
Well, I always close any little interview with two quotes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Neither are mine. The first is by Francis Taylor,
mm-hmm.
who is the former director of the Metropolitan Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And he once said, "Art is much more than a relation of art to wealth. It is the relation of the precious object to the idea. Works of art have been preserved and handed on from one generation to the next because the ideas that lie behind them are, and always have been, considered vital to the abundant life. Works of art are the timeless pieces of currency for which ideas, ideals, and aspirations have been exchanged for nearly 30 centuries.
That's awesome. That's great.
And the second one is by John Cannaday in his book, What is Art? Why do pictures exist at all? Why do people look at them, respond to them, grow to love some and to dislike others, argue about them, defend and attack them, collect them, explore them, starve to paint them, build museums to protect them, cross oceans to see them? The only answer to the question, what is art, is that art, whatever its definition, is an inexhaustible enrichment of life.
That's right on. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're two great quotes.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And those are really great.
I've used them for years. And I thank those two gentlemen.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Was there anything here you'd like, any upcoming things you'd like to promote, or?
No, just that. I will say this, and then we'll stop. We talk here at the gallery frequently about what we term the intimidation factor.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't intimidated to walk into the grocery store. They don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they'll open the door crack, peek in, or stick their head in and ask if there's an admission.
Right.
We want to take the intimidation out of collecting art. Hi, Daryl.
Hey.
How are you? You doing well?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Okay.
I'm cold. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be cold.
Yeah.
What time?
I don't know. Probably about 11. Okay. We try our best to take that intimidation away.
Yeah.
Come in. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy something.
Right.
We want you to have the experience.
Right. And I think that's great. I think that's... Because, yeah, like you said, so many people are just so intimidated by art galleries. And
they are. And we do everything we can to eliminate them.
Yeah. And you totally... I totally completely felt welcome and just... it was funny. I was just like, well, maybe I should call. My boyfriend's mother lives across the street, so I was like, surely she's been in here. Maybe I'll call her and ask her what do they charge admission to these? Then I was like, I'm just going to walk in.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So thank you. I'm delighted. You want to do it again? Just call
me
up. We can talk about a lot of other things as well.
Definitely.
Thank you so much to Gerald Melberg of the Gerald Melberg Gallery for telling us about the Paintings and Works on Paper exhibition by Robert Kushner. And thank you to you for listening. I know I learned a lot. If you're in the Charlotte area, check out the gallery. If you are interested in having us promote your product or service, if you have a comment, if you have ideas for a future podcast, or would like to be on the show yourself, please contact me at arttalkwithbrooke@gmail.com. That's all one word and Brooke with an E. Thanks for listening. Let's Talk Art with Brooke is a Hotspur Media production.